Hello, everyone. This is Dolores Cannon with the Metaphysical Hour. And we are live tonight. This is November the 25th, 2011. It's the day after Thanksgiving. So we are live tonight. And I know you've been listening to archive shows the whole time I've been gone. I've been traveling so much that... But, you know, the archive shows have a great deal of information in them. But I know once in a while you like to have me back. But from now on until January, as far as I know, we're going to be on every week live. This is the longest I've done, I don't think I've ever done, with 5 months of constant traveling. So it's been really hard to do that. I couldn't do the radio shows because we're in so many different time zones that it's just impossible to keep up with it. But from now until January, it's going to be live, and we'll be having a live show every week. Let me give out the toll-free number, because if anybody wants to call in, it would be really good tonight. I think most of you just got through Thanksgiving, and some of you may be traveling, so I don't know how many of you are even out there listening, but it is a holiday. Of course, we found out they're listening all over the world, so it's not just America. Okay, let me give out the toll-free number for America anyway, but I think he said it is good just about anywhere. I don't know. Okay, it's 1-888-627-6008, 888-627-6008, for anybody who wants to call in. And I'm still getting over jet lag, so I would welcome people calling in and asking questions, because I'm not sure where we're going to go tonight. But it has been a long 5 months. We started in June, right after our transformation conference we put on here in Arkansas. And we did 6 weeks traveling all over the United States and up into Canada. And that was fantastic. 5 classes and 6 lectures. Then we were just home a week or so, and we started out for Europe. And last time we were live, we were talking about that trip. We had 6 weeks going all over Europe, and then going directly to India. So it was a long trip, and coming back from India was really a hard trip after being gone for so long. And then we're just a week, and I had to start out again. And I've been in Singapore giving a class there, and then in Australia. And we did 2 classes in Australia and about 5 cities doing lectures. And everywhere we went, we were announcing, this is my last time to come to Australia for a while, because there's too many other countries that are wanting me to come there and speak. And a lot of them are countries I've never been to. And they're wanting us to kind of, you know, variety now. And we do have to go back to the Middle East and the... India, Japan, China. I've been trying to get to China for the last 3 years. Our publisher over there has even bought the rights to the new book, The Three Waves of Volunteers, and he wants the rights to Convoluted Four, which wasn't even out yet whenever he was wanting that. So they're ahead of us. So I've got to get to China, Taiwan, because they want me to come there. And then we were supposed to go to Japan, and that got canceled because of the earthquake, and they wanted to make sure everything was okay before we come. There is talk of going back to India for another conference and a class there. So there's a lot of things in the works, plus all the other countries that want us to come. Even Gibraltar, and I'd never, that's a strange one, I'm really surprised to hear about that. They want us to come to Gibraltar. But we are going to be changing some things this next year, because it's really hard to keep traveling all over the world. And we figured out we can see a lot more people, contact a lot more people anyway, by going internet. Julia, do you want to tell them something about that? Julia has got a cold. She has been filling in. She didn't go on this last trip, but she has been working so hard day and night that finally the universe said, you got to rest. So I give her a cold.
And you don't let me rest.
I said, well, I like her to be here because it's hard to sit here in an empty room and talk to the wall. I like to have somebody to have feedback off of. Did you want to tell them some of the plans we've got for next year?
Well, it's really too soon to talk about it. Just know that things are changing, and we will be doing more online things, doing things that, you know, probably more current to the universe that we live in now, and so we can reach more people at a greater expanse. We are starting up a UK office, which is a huge new thing, and that will also help us to expand over into Europe and everything.
Yeah, you've already got that office.
We've already got that. That's done. That'll be opening January 1st.
And so, we've already got people who are there.
Everything's on the go. It's all in order, ready to go. And so that way, then, that will be a local office that will be able to serve everybody over in that area, which is really, really cool.
You'll be reaching all over Europe from that London office.
Absolutely. And then the classes, as well as we'll be entertaining new ideas, you know, as far as lectures as well, probably bringing more and more current news. We're going to have an Ozark TV on YouTube, you know, that Stephanie will be doing and everything.
Okay.
So that will be a regularly sponsored program that we will do, so that will be really cool. Just a lot of things we've got in the works. So expect to see a lot of new things, a lot of exciting things this next year. That's why some things may look like they're a little disheveled within our website or something. We're also getting a whole new website for both Dolores and Ozark. That will be out probably the February 1st. A whole lot of things are happening, and so it's just really, really exciting. But yeah, the internet, it's really too soon to tell exactly how that's going to happen. Just be looking for it. You'll be notified if you have any of our, you know, if you watch our website or if you're on our mailing list or you're on anything, sign up for the newsletters. We give everybody all the information on the newsletters. Just anything like that. We'll let you know what's going on as it's coming. But a lot of cool things. We're getting Dolores into the 21st century. So
dragging me.
Yes, we've been dragging her.
Kicking and screaming
absolutely
into the modern world.
That's part of where this stuff comes from, is because I have to drag her all the time. It takes a lot of energy sometimes. So.
But most of this year, we have been building a new building up here, you know, on my land. I've got a lot of land, and that's where our Ozark Mountain Publishing Company is located, and our warehouses are here on the land. And we built a TV studio. It's a studio, and we're going to call it a TV studio, but it's going to be with the new internet, and everything is going to be set up there so we can broadcast from that.
Right.
And it's just about ready to go, the building. Now we've got to get the electronics to work right and get it all straightened out. But, there's a lot of people doing this now, the lectures and classes online. But we figure we can reach a lot more people this way, because it is hard to be on the plane 10, 12, 14 hours to go all the way around the world. And this really, really we did in the last 5 months, went all the way around the world. And we've reached a lot of people at the lectures. We've had, even the ones in Australia, we have had the auditoriums have been packed, and we've had really good crowds. And I spoke at Expo in Perth that was packed, and in England, we filled the places there all over England. So there's a huge interest in my work and everything that we're doing right now. But still, you can reach more with cyberspace, with the new things you're planning.
Right.
I said, I don't have to know all the details because I know enough about electronics to know how to use my computer, but they're working on the complicated parts.
It's just exciting. We're in a modern age, and we're able to use the modern technology to get your teachings as well as all of our other authors' teachings. It's this truth teaching. It needs to be out there to as many people as possible, and this is one way of doing it. So.
Yeah, we've always said with our authors that we publish, we try to help them as much as we can. And our conference every year is a showcase for our authors, in addition to having other well-known speakers. But, yeah, this would be a good idea. And they could do it from their own home, probably, once we get all the bugs worked out. But we do try to help promote and all of that. So, yeah, there are many things in the works, but right now I'm just so glad to be back. It's been a long 5 months because you do make one of these long overseas trips, that's not so bad. But then you do them back to back to back. It begins to take a lot out of you. And this last trip back that I just got back from, I got back the night before Thanksgiving, was 14 hours. From Melbourne all the way back, and that, that's too much. I just don't want to do those long trips anymore. I try to break them up as much as I can. And the classes have been absolutely fantastic. And we've had tremendous demos, too, that I'll be talking about in the days ahead, whenever we have the other shows, because we've had healings in front of, our classes have grown. It's not unusual anymore to have 70, 80 people is getting to be about norm for the classes. And to we do the demos, we never know who we're going to pick. We just pick it at the last minute. I always say they tell me who to pick out of the class to do the demonstration on. And we've had miraculous healings right there in front of all the other people. And
well, the other thing that's exciting is it's shifted where it's not only just the person that's under. It was being, a few people were, kind of spot being healed. But now I've seen several classes where they're going, okay, everybody can be healed or whoever wants it can ask, which is the premise of the universe anyway. If you want something, ask. You know, and if they're passing out healings, ask for it. The energy is always there for you. So just ask and it shall be delivered.
So this last one we just did in Melbourne, the last class, at the end of the class, they came through. You know, they always come through, all the people I work with. And at the end, they said, anybody in the class who wanted a healing, if they asked for it, they would be healed. And they come up to me later and did say some things did happen.
I don't doubt it. I know that's how this is working now. It's so, that's the shifting. Yeah, I think this is New Earth energy stuff. This is New Earth stuff. It's just there. You know, it's not this, I have to go and do all this work and I have to work so hard to get it. No, it's just there. You just ask. I mean, I think it's always been that way, but we're getting it now. We're getting it.
We didn't have the confidence to think we could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, what was one of the classes we had in the States, wasn't it?
One in Sedona.
Yeah, we had five classes, but this one, after they'd healed the woman, at the very end of the class, they came through and they said, we have been waiting to do this for a long time, and you who listen to my program know who they are. These are the one miraculous people that I get my information from, and they work with everybody that I have sessions with. They came through and said, we've been wanting to do this for a long time. Now they said we're going to heal everybody in the room, and I think we had 60 people in our least in that room, and they said just one problem per person. They do have a sense of humor, and so they said just be quiet for a minute, and the woman was quiet, and then a few minutes later they've come through and they said it is done. And they went through the entire class and gave a healing to everyone. Of course, if somebody didn't want it, they wouldn't.
Well, you wouldn't ask. You wouldn't say anything, and you wouldn't get it. But I was in that class. I could feel it. You could feel the energy come through.
And somebody later who could, a lot of these people in the classes can see things. And they said the room was full of what they called spirit beings
right,
going all over the room. And we don't know if maybe they called in everybody's spirit guides or guardian angels or something to come in and help. But that was a powerful class we had then. But it has been happening at many of our classes in the last few months. People have come up afterwards, and they're just healed from just being in the class and being in the energy. They didn't even tell us beforehand.
Right.
But afterwards, they'll say different things have happened to them. They can feel it just from being in the presence of that powerful energy. There was one class, I don't remember where it was, the man came in with crutches.
That was the Boston class.
And he had it against the wall,
right.
And he never even used them again after the first day. But there were many others. One talking about a growth that was removed, and several, even in Australia, were talking about things with their back. They didn't have any pain anymore. Different things like that. One of them was talking about her knees. Just from being in that energy. But that's the way John of God works, too. It's the energy down there. They have the room that the people go through before they even get to John of God. And there's a lot of people in that room. They're on the sides as the people walk through. They're just there to hold the energy. So I think it's the same idea. If it's a good, positive energy, it can really do miracles.
Of course it can. You're like, you're surprised.
Well, I mean, usually the ones that come to see me are looking for something specific that they want for themselves. And we have found we can do surrogate healing. That was surprising to me as we're finding that out. And I'm teaching that now in the classes. People can be healed through somebody else. There seems to be no end to what we can do with
it. Well, and that's why I'm being reminded to it's what we say in the class. They always say nothing is impossible. So that's where we have to just open our minds. I mean, nothing is beyond them. So it's up to us to put it out there and ask for it, and then it will be there. There's a caller.
They said there's no limitations
right.
at all unless you put them on yourself. So we got a caller. Okay, is somebody there?
Hi, it's Nana.
Oh, hi, Nana.
How are you?
We can barely hear you. Speak a little louder.
Okay, it's Nana. How are you today?
Well, I said I'm still on jet lag. I just got back.
Oh, yes. I could tell by your voice. I could tell how tired you are. And I'm just so grateful for everything you're doing. And I wanted to maybe put this out there about the energy on 11-11-11. Did you feel anything? Did anyone talk about it? Or did they
really.
Come in on anything?
No, not really. I was in Australia, and we were going to do a conference, a mini conference on that day, but then during the last month before I left, it was canceled. So on that day, I was at Ayers Rock having a couple of days vacation, which is rare for me, and Ayers Rock has got powerful energy there. But it didn't seem to make any difference, and I don't think I heard anyone talking about it.
Oh, over here they were.
Were they talking about it in
America? Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, too.
Yeah,
But
they didn't say much about it over there. But before I left, I was going to bring this up. They kept talking about October the 28th or 29th.
Yeah.
They were supposed
right,
to be
the
home.
Mayan.
Right, well, you heard what happened, right?
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay.
Well, they kept saying October 28th, 29th, there was supposed to be the shift. It was going to be the big one, and they were going to have 3 days of darkness and all of this stuff.
Of that comet, remember, Comet Elenin was supposed to cross these lines and everything. When that comet came back around from the back of the sun, it was in pieces. Something happened, and it's in pieces. Something hit it. We don't know what happened, so it had no effect when it came back around because it was in pieces. So, anyway.
Well, they kept everywhere we went, we said, well, we're going to be having my class in Perth on those days. We'll see what happens. And nothing happened. We didn't hear about that. So,
well, it was like what you say about the 2012.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like one more day, but it, energetically where you are is what's going to manifest. So
absolutely.
We were
going to talk about 2012 tonight if we don't forget everything else much to talk about. We're going to start up for real next week. But, it just really, the date doesn't mean anything. It's just another day. But this keeps showing, people keep predicting things, and then it doesn't mean anything.
Not anymore.
They have offices here on 11-11.
Well, a lot of people were doing things. In fact, what we did here in the office at 11-11 a.m., we went out and we just, to be around nature, just felt like that was appropriate to be around nature. So I went out and I touched this tree out here in front. And I just got quiet, and all of a sudden I felt something come through me, and then it was done. And so it was nothing major and profound, but it was cool, you know.
Well, you know, that's Armistice Day, or now they call it Veterans Day, and usually we're traveling.
Right.
And usually when I've been in Europe, in the airports on that day, at 11 o'clock on that day, they always have a minute of silence to remember the First World War.
They probably
do
that.
They do it in London at the airport.
But you know what? You know, I was still so fascinated by Egypt and you know, Julie's transformation or her opening. That just, I didn't get enough of that. But you know, what I believe is you initiated them in your opening, because you got to take him, because you were there. He went places he never had been able to have access to because of you.
Ooh, I just got the confirmation chills when you said that. So I guess
it's true, cool. Though. I've been waiting to tell you. I was like, no, that's what happened. You're the woman goddess, and you opened up, and you are in your own now. But you led the way in Egypt. And I was like, oh, don't go off. I want to hear more.
Well, thank you.
That was so good. I was in Egypt heaven, girl. You took me.
But, you know, we had just returned. We had just returned from India. We were wore out, and I had to leave again. So she told as much as she could that night.
Yours was exciting, too, but she just, you know, it was like her initiation, but it was just like her awakening was more the truth of it. Is this is who you are. This is your mission. And I was like, you go, girl.
Wow, very cool. Thank you. That's cool.
Faced a lot of her fears, especially the claustrophobia and all of that. She overcame a lot of things you would never even expect.
Well, that was the initiation, but like she's saying, there were several places. I think every day there was something we did that it came out of something that looked like, you know, like, okay, they're not letting us go here, but then all of a sudden they would open up something else, and then they'd go, oh, my gosh, we've never been here before. And it was like, so I was just going, well, this is cool.
And so because you were there, the divine feminine goddess all opened up, and you opened up Egypt at the same time, so... What you know, even though you are humble, you really don't realize how profound that mission was. And I'm just grateful for you. And I'll be, calling you and texting you. So I don't want to take up the whole show, but I just wanted to say yay. And I want to hear more of that story. That was just amazing.
Well,
so maybe you can write about that a little bit.
Yeah, maybe so. Like you said, maybe it's got a lot more to it than I realize, so maybe it's something I need to look into more.
Well, she did.
Yeah, open yourself up.
Well, thank you so much.
While she was over there, she was trying to make plans to go back next year.
Yeah, well, we're making them. I just haven't told you about them yet.
I've been home long enough.
Right. So,
well, I hope I'm fortunate enough to travel with you next time. That would be a great joy, but I don't want to take up all the time. I just want to say I love you both, and I'm sending angels every day, and thank you for everything you're doing.
Thank you so much, Nana. We love you, too.
And I'll be talking to you soon. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Well, when she was starting to say that, if you notice, it's been I haven't talked to Patricia yet to see how she's doing. There's a bunch of conflict going on over there again. Right in Cairo.
Oh, yeah. It's been on all the news. Mm-hmm. It was in the news in Australia, too. People are being killed, and they brought in tanks into Cairo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real bad.
Right. They're supposed to be having their elections now and everything, too, about that'll take effect. I guess whatever's voted on will take effect in September, I think.
Because, you know, they got the original government out, but they let the military take it for a while. And that's what they don't like. They want it handed over to not military, but regular people.
Uh-huh.
And that's what the protest is about.
Well, it's just still the people taking their power. So.
Which was in the Nostradamus books. All of this was that these things would begin to happen in this time with all of the, you know, the leaders, the countries and everything beginning to make profound changes. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, these are huge changes. We'll see it later. We'll see just, like she's saying this, as like that trip to Egypt. I really don't know. I kept feeling like it should be, you know, I kept saying there should be something, I mean, because I was being called to there. It's like, where's my profound moment? And I wasn't seeing anything like that, but that it could be something way down the road. You'll go back and, that's when it all changed. That's when everything happened. So,
what? When you're in the middle of anything, you don't see it.
Right. There's another call.
Okay. Who's there now? Hello?
Your caller?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, just barely. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
This is Alice Convis from New Jersey. I am your student.
Oh, okay.
And a practitioner of the regression work. And I want to welcome you back to the country, and I have a question about, I'm looking for an opinion on what's happening in the Middle East and all these countries, all these Arab uprisings, and what does Dolores think about that?
Oh, we just mentioned it. I guess you were dialing. You didn't hear it. No, all of this was predicted in my books on Nostradamus over 20 years ago.
I read all your books, but I would like an opinion on it right now. If you know, where are we now related to that?
Well, that's what I was saying, that he said the governments would begin to change, there would be profound changes. But in the one prediction he gave, they were supposed to be really bad, a lot more violence. But he had said at that time, if I show you the most horrible things man can do to himself, will you do something to stop it? That he was always showing us the worst-case scenarios, and he wanted us to go down one of the other paths, of the paths of least resistance, the path would be not as violent. And so it's been several years now that I've come to the conclusion that we did avoid the worst, and we're headed down the other path, where it won't be as bad.
Right, one of the other paths. There are many options.
There are many options, but they said you don't want to go down the one that was the worst that he was focusing on.
That was going to be the most trying. I mean, we always have our infinite possibilities and probabilities, and you always have the worst one, but it's like, you can definitely see that we chose a lesser one. It's not the least, but it's a lesser one.
Well, there's still violence, but not on the to the amount that he saw. But he did see that these governments would make dramatic changes, and that the people.
All this uprising. I mean, do you like Egypt right now? They can't even select a leader. So, is this something pointing to the Antichrist or something?
It's a
manifestation?
In the books, it said that the people were the ones that were going to make the changes, because the original predictions were that there would be violence and the Antichrist and all of that. But then he also said the people would be the ones who would bring it all down. And so that's what we're seeing now. It is the people. Look at all these countries. Everything is happening because the people have decided they have enough. They want their power back. And, of course, there's going to be some violence. But
it's going to be power struggles. You know, these people have been in power, don't want to give it up easily. So,
what was the other one they had that they didn't have any violence?
It was Egypt. Originally,
yes, originally it was Egypt.
Now there's violence.
Well, because they're saying...
Well, Egypt and look at Syria. I mean, this guy is not giving up power at all. Big trouble with Iran. So I was wondering what is going on. Who's going to... What is the final results of this?
Well, we only... And I apologize if I'm speaking over her, over Dolores, but I'm... Sometimes they come through and they're like, and I don't forget what I'm saying here, but that's up to us. So we can't let somebody else predict our future. These are our choices. This is our consciousness. So it's what we choose it to be and which reality we want. So we are all invested in this. This is our situation. It's not just the situation over there and what are they going to do. It's our situation and what are we going to do as a world. You know, what kind of world do we want?
And what this kind of reality?
Exactly. And reality, you know, we are all taking our power back. That's part of our power is to choose how we want it to be. Now, we can go in here and go, oh, look at all these things, and this is how it looks, and oh, my goodness, this must mean it's horribly, horribly bad. Or we can take that same situation and say, you know what? Yeah, anytime something's in a reformation, it looks like it's going to hell, and then all of a sudden, you know, because you have to tear it apart to put it back into something different. That's how everything is being disrupted, is because it's being restructured. So things look funny for a while. They look chaotic. They look like a mess. And then all of a sudden you see, oh, this is what it had to go through to get into this new form. It can't go from one to A to B just, you know, in one simple step. It has to go through a whole restructuring and a dismantling and everything process.
I was just thinking birth pangs.
Yeah,
because everything like that. But I've been speaking all over the world, you know, in the last 5 months about the new earth. And this is all part of it as they, too, separate the old earth and the new earth. And there is going to be problems as we leave the old earth behind.
But
that's all of that is.
But, you know, there's another thing there, too. We can't just sit by idly and say, oh, well, I'm in the new earth, so that means, you know, it's just the way it's going to be. It's all a matter of what our minds are creating and our consciousnesses are creating. So while we're shifting and we know, okay, I'm in this new earth, we could just as easily create this chaos in the new earth as well as you, because it's instant manifestation now. And if our conscious is still focusing on all this all this mess,
turmoil,
then guess what? You're creating it. So that's where you have to really look at what you're thinking, and you really have to monitor all of that, and you structure your world the way you want it, and then that affects everything. We have to know that we're in charge. We, each person, is in charge.
But they've told us that many times. You create your reality. If you don't like what's going on in your life, you have created it. So uncreate it if you don't like it.
Or create something.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm looking at the world. A lot of these people are certainly not informed in that sense. I mean, they're out there, but there are all the other millions who
But there is a lot of changes, and they don't know
what the heck is going on.
Well, a lot of these changes are going to be positive down the road.
It may look like there's a lot that don't know. I mean, and there are that aren't maybe doing this consciously, but it doesn't take. I mean, we keep thinking to make it shift or to reach that mass consciousness, we have to have like a certain percentage. It is a certain percentage, but it's not near as big as what we think it has to be, because this white light is so much more powerful than anything else, and so it doesn't take as much to do it. So you do your world, and you teach somebody else how to do their world, and that is what has the effect over everything. Each person is in charge of their world, and that will shift everything. All those people are doing it. Some of them are doing it out of, they just love violence and anger and stuff like that, but I'll see, at the base of it, these are people
negativity,
standing up for themselves And they know that they're standing up for their own individual power, and that's very, very positive.
Well, it shows with all of these different countries going through this, the power of numbers.
Right.
The power of the people. That's what happened in the United States way back when we had the revolution in the 1700s. The power of the masses. And that's why a lot of those governments, they can't handle it. You know, look at Gaddafi right now, because they can't hold on to that once the people realize the power they have for change. So that's what's happening now, and I see it as a good thing, because there's probably going to be a lot of good come out of it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it'll be what they want, but okay. Definitely change will come out of it, and that's what they're pushing for. But they're not just settling. They're staying with it. So, and you know.
Thank you. I have one more question, Dolores. When is your Convoluted Universe book 4 coming out?
Yeah, I was going to speak on that, but next week I'm going to talk on it more. On this trip all around the world, I've been working every spare moment. I haven't had any rest at all when I'm not lecturing, giving classes, and traveling. Every moment in the hotel room, I was working on Convoluted 4 because we had a deadline. It had to get to the printers because the bookstores want it. So I've been
I ordered it on Amazon, and they keep putting it off. So
you're going to get it. It's going to be out in a few weeks.
I was in Europe, they kept telling me, Amazon says it's available. I said, I don't think so. But we've been doing it with the computers.
Yes.
I was writing it and editing it and sending it back to Julia here in the States, and she was been putting it together. So the last week before I left Australia, I said, it is done.
Yes.
And she just sent it off to the printer.
Yeah, over the weekend, last weekend. It's been there almost a week now. So it's going, they'll be shipping out the middle of December. They'll be available.
Uh-huh.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And from this trip that you just had in the last 5 months, is there anything new that's not in your books, anything significant that you can talk about?
About what?
In the last 5 months?
About what you do, you know, any
well, next
messages,
week,
anything?
There's a lot. Every time I write a book, it's got something different in it. But next week, we're going to start, I'll be talking a little bit about what is in Convoluted 4.
Well, she's talking about, she's in the last 5 months in your travels. Was there anything different? Anything happened?
Yeah. One of them ended up being a chapter in the book.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But what I want to do is wait till next week and we can focus on those, in particular the things that I found. But, we had a lot. I think I talked about that already when I went to England. We had the sacred site tours when they had me going to all of these places, Newgrange, Stonehenge, Glastonbury, Avebury, and I talked about that and the things that happened there. But and then we went to Rome, and we went to Pompeii and to the Colosseum and to the Sistine Chapel of Vatican. But... And in the meantime, that's what I said in the last chapter. I said one good way to finish a book to be in a foreign country, closed up in a hotel room where you can't understand the TV, there's nothing on, and you look out the window, all you can see is rooftops, so you don't even have scenery to distract you. I was able to focus on getting this book finished. So... I ended up taking over 300 pages out because it was getting way too big. It was going to be over 900 pages. So I took over 300 pages out, and we're putting that aside, and that'll be another book by itself. But it is at the printers now, and the baby is born, just about.
Baby,
just about to be born. And so we'll talk more about that next week of what is in that book. But
good. I'll be on next week, and I want to thank you for all the work that you do.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Take care, Dolores.
Okay. But this is the first year that I've produced two books in 1 year. before, it usually takes a couple of years to do a book, or at least I was doing one a year for a while. But this is the first time, especially these are big books, the first time I've ever done two books in one year.
I think what she's trying to say, well, you haven't said it yet, but don't be expecting this, everybody, okay?
Nobody expecting me to do this every year.
Right.
Everybody kept saying convoluted four, but I knew I had to pull that material out about the New Earth and the three waves,
right,
because everybody wanted to know about that. And everywhere I go all over the world, everybody is identifying with the three waves. It's very important to them. They know this is real. And in the lectures, everybody keeps saying, yes, I understand now. I know why I'm here. I'm not alone in the world. So that's why I knew I had to pull all the material out that I had on the three waves and the New Earth and put it into one book before I could tackle convoluted four. And there's a lot more. Like I said, I had to pull all that other out.
Right. Well, and then you kept getting things after three waves, already at the publisher, at the printer. Then you kept getting information on the New Earth. So I'm going to tickle the little strings out there. There's some New Earth information in convoluted four as well. So
because they keep leaking it to me,
right,
little pieces of it. But it's amazing. Three Waves came out in June, just in time for our conference here in Arkansas. It sold out the first printing in 1 month. And so she went into reprint right before we went to Europe. You've had to put in for reprint. She printed double the amount we always print. And now what you heard is November, and those are almost gone. People really are identifying with Three Waves, the volunteers. It makes so much sense. And they are identifying with the idea of the new Earth that's coming.
Yep.
But that's amazing to me. But yeah, but it wasn't easy doing two books in 1 year, and both of them under a deadline.
Right. Well, this one was fun because it was almost like a relay race because we were passing things back and forth and we could get it done in time. Well, that was why I was guided to stay back here. I could see it after that started happening. I was told early on not to go on this last trip, and I was just told to keep the time available, to be flexible if something were to come up. Well, then as this started happening, I could see very well why I was here, because that book wouldn't have been done if I'd have been on the road with you.
Yeah.
So.
And she went with me, you know, all the other trips, the one to Europe and to India. And then when she decided to stay home, I had to have somebody go with me. So Julia's daughter, Tiffany, my granddaughter, went with me.
Yeah.
And I'd have to have somebody. You just can't make these trips by yourself. Somebody has to help
in
a lot of ways. It just happened that Tiffany was in between things. She has just got her master's, and she said in forensics.
Yeah, biology and forensics.
She said, more than that. She was saying it one place. Genetics.
Yeah, DNA research.
DNA research, genetics, and she's going into forensics. So she finally, after it'd been a long, hard struggle for, like a lot of you probably know out there, if you're college students, you know how hard it is to finally finish. But I was so proud of her because she held in there and she did it. She didn't cave in like some people do. And so she got her master's. Well, she just now was applying for jobs and didn't have a job yet, so she said, okay, she'd go with me. And I said, once you enter the workforce, you're not going to be able to take off a month, 5 weeks, to go all around the world. But I did need her. And so that was, like Julia said, the only way that book got finished. I was doing it every small moment I had and sending it back. Thank goodness for the Internet.
Right, right.
Oh, we could.
And I was typing up what had to come back to me, and then I got it. I put it in, sent it back, and I mean, we just had a constant relay thing going on. So.
And you kept sending me the galley, and I was proofing the galley and making changes and adding material, adding research. But it wouldn't have worked by mail. like in the old days. There was no way. We couldn't have done it any other way.
No.
It wouldn't have been. But
no.
The new way now with the emails and that's remarkable because we're just instant,
mm-hmm.
except for the time differences.
Right. Yeah, that was, and you were almost, in some places you were 12 hours different, so that was really making it interesting. So
we'd call her and she'd be in bed in the middle of the
mm-hmm.
night
right.
to send her some stuff. So we had the way of keeping up with it, each
mm-hmm.
chapter, going over it again and again, and I just hope... I apologize if it comes out and there's mistakes, but you got to remember it was done under the pressures of a deadline. And I think I hope nobody's going to be disappointed.
I think they'll be happy to have it out. So.
And it does have some new material in it that I haven't, I'm always finding new stuff. So next week we'll start talking about what is in that.
Right, right. And we'll mention it again. What's exciting here, and I think what we need to get to, and it's something I say a lot of times in the lectures, a lot of people are stuck on the New Earth in 2012, and we'll really bring this up next week, and they're like, what's going to happen then? And it's like, it's already happened. Let's just put our minds into it's already happened. Now, let's go beyond. And that's really where Convoluted 4 is coming in. It's beyond that. You know, we've already gone through all that. Now we're way beyond it, you know, on the other side of it, so.
That's what they keep saying that.
It's done. It's already here.
They said, even in the lectures, they kept saying, when is it going to happen? You know, when are we going to the new Earth? When is all this happening? They've told me time and time again, it's already done. You're
right.
Already there.
You will see it when you believe it. They have just, that's like this really huge message. It's already done. We just keep expecting it to be next year. And so, remember the power of the mind. So there may be things happening next year because people are expecting it then, but it's already done. So if you'll go ahead and shift your mind to that, you will see that you're already there and you can already have the fruits of the new earth now.
That's what I tell them in the lectures. People think it's all like on 2012, December
right.
or something.
Right.
There's all of a sudden going to be boom, this great
mm-hmm.
dramatic event,
right.
and everything will happen. But they said it's not going to be that way. It's already happening. It's been happening, I think, since 2003, a slow, subtle changing. It's nothing fast and dramatic. It can't happen that way. But it's a gradual adjusting to it. And that's what they said. That's why most people won't even realize anything has happened.
I think the biggest thing that we'll start seeing, and I've noticed it already, and I'm sure many, many, many people are noticing this, is your ability to manifest is happening faster.
Oh, yeah.
And so that is one of your key pieces right there to tell you that you're in the new earth. Is we have instant manifestation, where before it would be days, years, lifetimes before you would see what was from your thoughts and your actions, where it's just instant now. Well, that's an indicator that you are at a place where you can do that, because that wouldn't be in that old scenario. It couldn't be.
Because that was why I keep telling people you can have anything you want in your life because you are in charge of your reality because it is happening faster. And that's one of the main lessons you have to learn when you come to Earth is how to manipulate energy. Everything is energy. So what does that mean? That means the ability to create. And it's one of the main things you have to learn when you come to Earth is how to create. And they want us to know that the use of our minds, we're no longer puppets, we're no longer the victim of circumstances. You can have anything you want. It's easy once you learn how to do it. We've learned it.
We are. Learning.
we
haven't learned it. We're not the masters of it or anything.
But we have learned how to do it.
We've been using it. Yes, we've been doing it, and it's very effective. But you know, we have more to go. I know there's, like we've been saying before, everything is limitless. Everything's there's nothing impossible. See, those are things that our minds have a little difficulty with because we've always put limitations. So that's really where it is. It's in that part, I think. When we keep opening up that's when we keep seeing more and more. So that's our part now is just what else can we do? You know,
because people always say, I can't have this, I can't do that because I was born in a poor family or I came from an abusive family and it's affected the way of my occupation, my life, my education. But those are excuses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because once you understand, they were all put in place for you to learn from. You take whatever lesson you learned from that and say, what do I want to accomplish? And you can have it. It's something people say, well, that sounds too easy. But
the universe is not complicated. Remember, I love that one. They're always saying, if the universe is simple, if it's complicated, that's ego coming in there. So, but the universe is simple. It's never complicated.
And
so
we
something simple, okay, you know it's universally driven.
We always let people tell us, you can't do that, you're crazy, what do you mean, you're stuck here in this job, you're stuck in what your life is, you can't make changes. You're crazy to think like that, you're never going to accomplish anything. But what I've heard is that everyone who has ever done anything important has faced those same things. I read somewhere that every major actor in Hollywood was told when they were in college and acting school that they didn't have what it took and they would never amount to anything.
Wow.
So what do? Do you believe the ones who are trying to pull you down or do you believe yourself? Do you believe your dream? Do you believe what it is you want to accomplish? What is your dream? What is your goal? What you know what you want? You can focus on that. And the naysayers, the ones that say it can't happen, will let them stay with what they have created.
Exactly.
Because this is what's happening now, and we see it everywhere, that there are no limits. So dream. I always tell people, you find your passion. You find what really makes you excited, what makes you happy, what makes you excited, what makes you want to dream. Go for that.
Well, that's how you stay young too. Because when you're in that energy, so that's a different energy. You're doing what you want. You're doing your passion, so you stay alive. Rather than just staying young, you stay alive.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I could give you many examples of people I've met in my travels who accomplished a lot, and they started out with nothing, and with people in their way saying you can't do this, and doing things to deliberately try to stop them. But they were able to persevere, and they came out on top, and they're highly successful now. So it shows it's who you're going to believe, the ones that say you can't do it, or yourself that knows you can. But that saying, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can.
Well, or they'll say, if you can or you can't, either one is right. So.
Either one is right, according
right.
to your belief. When I speak at writers' conferences, the same thing. It has to do with if you quit on your dream, you'll never know if you could have succeeded.
And you never know when, you know, because it could be the next time. Is when. What was it, something like Edison, how many attempts, I don't even know, I don't remember details like that, but how many failures he had before he had the success on the light bulb.
Oh,
if you would have quit,
hundreds,
you know,
hundreds.
Right, you know, and that's how it is for most people. They had so many failures before they ever had their success.
I'm thinking of Madame Curie with the discovery of radium. Mm-hmm. Oh, golly, it was hundreds and hundreds of attempts before mm-hmm. she finally found it. It's all the famous people didn't hit it right off the bat. It took me 9 years, people, to find my first publisher. I was ahead of my time.
Yeah, you were majorly ahead.
It said they had to catch up with me. So if you give up, you'll never know what you could accomplish. You've got to hang in there and follow your dream.
Yeah.
And I think it's time for us to sign off.
Yeah, that's a good note to leave on.
That's a good note. But next week, we'll talk about what's in Convoluted 4, and I'm going to be live until January. I think it's at Christmas. I always have the Star of Bethlehem that we always play. Okay, people, but thanks for tuning in again, and we're really glad to, I'm glad to be back in the old U.S. of A. Okay, and thanks for listening, and good night, everybody.
Good night.